Hej och välkommen till Wikipedia-podden. Det här är ett specialavsnitt från Wikimania 2019 i Stockholm. Under konferensen här kommer vi spela in ett antal olika intervjuer så mycket vi bara hinner med personer från hela Wikimedia-världen, rörelsen från hela världen som sysslar med allt möjligt och ni ska få en liten inblick i vad de pysslar med och vad de gör här på Wikimania. So this is the Wikipedia pod now in English with Andrew Lee, all the way from the States. Whereabouts in the States?
So I am in Washington, D.C., and I'm active there with Wikimedia D.C. In the United States.
All right. And what brought you to Wikimania?
Oh, well, there's two answers to that question. One could be, since I've been to every Wikimania ever, I want to keep the streak alive, and that's the main reason why. But the real answer is this is the most amazing kind of event of the year for me. So I've been coming since 2005 and have seen this community grow from something that was very, very much grassroots and very passionate to what we see now of multiple organizations and partnerships. We got UN Sustainable Development Goals. We have TV crews covering what we're doing. It's pretty amazing where it's come from and where it's going.
Yeah, and about the theme, the sustainable development goes, how has that affected your experience of the Wikimania this year?
Yeah, I think this is a great step for Wikimania. So since I've been to every single one, I can kind of see what the trends have been. And this started off as just Wikimedians talking to each other at a youth hostel in Frankfurt, Germany. And the reason why I like this reaching out to the United Nations and working with the Sustainable Development Goals is it actually kind of contextualizes what we do in the greater world, right? We can kind of think of what we did back in 2005 as just us doing a pet project on the side of the internet. But since then, it's risen to become the fifth most visited website in the world, pretty much the number one reference in every language out there. And just to see how much it's grown, it means that we're engaged in the world. And this conference has really not done a great job of including outside folks, if they happen to register and happen to submit a session, of course, that's great. But we've never really done the outreach to have them under the tent. So it's really great to see that with the United Nations and other folks that we've been able to do that with.
And as we're recording this, we only have the closing session left. And I know it's quite fresh impressions for you, but like, what do you think you will bring home for yourself from this year?
Yeah, well, I think the local Swedish team has done an amazing job here. And there's a lot of newness to it as well, not only because it's the first time you've ever hosted Wikimania. It's probably one of the biggest projects the Swedish chapter and the folks here has ever done within the movement. And it may kick off some long-term kind of sustainable type of development, not for the UN, but for this chapter and for the Swedish folks here. So that's one. Another one, I think, is that this is kind of the, I don't want to say the end of the strategy process, but it is the culmination of most of the major activity. So they rolled out the drafts of the strategic direction and the strategic planning, and people are reacting to it. They're going to go off and try to reconcile this so that by the Wikimania next year, we won't have this frenzy of, you know, trying to define the strategy. We're going to try to be implementing it. So this is quite a big Wikimania in terms of this is the end of what I think now is a 3-year long process. And it's kind of bittersweet to see it come to the end because there's always this imagination excitement with it. But we kind of have to stop the merry-go-round, as we say, and say, start implementing some of these things.
Yeah. So have you been following the strategy process here at Wikimania a lot?
I was running the glam track for the last 2 days, so only today was I able to hop up to this balcony area where they've been kind of methodically going through each of the strategy areas and getting feedback. So I was able to sit in on the product and technology, which I really did want to go into and give them some feedback. So I think it's tough. I admire anyone who's involved with this process because I was asked to join it, but I just didn't have the time. So anyone who's involved with this just has to have the luxury, in some sense, of having the time, or finding the time, or asking family members for their forgiveness as they donate the time that should be used for other things. It is a very intensive process that's here.
So you impressed me a little bit with very good large picture answers on that question. If we go on a smaller scale, is there something personally that you have learned, or someone you met that you will follow up with things in some personal pet project or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the great highlights of this was when we had the culture crawl day. So it was really fascinating to see this, not to toot our own horn very much, but we tried this culture crawl idea in 2016 in the United States. And when the Swedish team here was doing Wikimania, they came to us and said, hey, that culture crawl thing you did, we'd like to try that. And it's great to see you folks try it and put your own spin on it. So that was the idea, to have a day before the conference starts to formally engage libraries, archives, museums. And it makes complete sense for multiple reasons. And typically at these conferences, people come, they start the conference, they're sitting inside, they're having a great time, and then they realize, oh my gosh, I fly tonight, I haven't seen any of the city, let me run out and see one museum in 90 minutes and run to the airport. And that's such a shame, right? Like, you've got Stockholm, Berlin, Washington, D.C., all these wonderful cities, and you wind up with these passionate conferences, not even seeing the city. And we know we have partners in the city that want to even talk to Wikimedians. So the idea of the culture crawl was to have a one day where it's just great for our attendees to see the city and the culture, but also maybe take that and help edit content related to that. So that's a long way to answer. Yes, I did that on the first day with the culture crawl, which showed us amazing sites. And then we wound up at the National Museum. And I sat next to the data director there, Karen. And what I was doing at the Metropolitan Museum, I was showing her some of the stuff. And she was like, oh, that's great. We did this upload and we want to do the same thing. So we spent about 4 hours sitting next to each other. And I was showing her how to clean up some data and Wikidata and how to match some things that were missing. And we clean up a lot of their collections on Wikidata. So I think that, to me, is the biggest takeaway, is exactly what the culture call was meant to do, and it was right there, and we were doing it, kind of co-piloting and co-learning. And I was learning a lot about how they did their data management for their artwork. So it's just perfectly what we wanted to have happen during a culture call.
Oh, that's beautiful that we can take a concept and improve it along the way. That's what our movement is about.
Right.
And a final question. What do you hope other participants, regular Wikimedians or guests that come to this conference, what they will take away or do after this conference?
Well, I think the great thing about Wikimania as a conference and the nature of our community is, like, for many conferences and in most other domains, the conference is kind of the pinnacle of the year. And then when you leave, you feel this kind of remorse, this kind of sadness. You're like, you're leaving these people. How am I going to take the passion from the conference to do something in my real life? And for us, it's almost like that's not a problem whatsoever. In fact, the conference is the start of the excitement. And the moment you step out of this building, you're already going on your mobile or on your laptop, you know, an hour later, already starting to take action on the things that you learned or were motivated to do. Actually, one of the things that you'll see all the time is just people sitting in the hallway, skipping sessions, implementing stuff that they're inspired to do. So I think that's what's so exciting about it, is just already seeing these wonderful projects start to brew in the hallways, and then you see them online and you see things growing as a result of this.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you. And I will let you go down to the closing session. That starts winning in a couple of minutes.
Is that right? Wow. It's already starting?
Yes. Almost soon.
Oh, the hackathon showcase. I should go.
All right. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Det här var alltså ett specialavsnitt av Wikipedia-podden från Wikimania 2019 i Stockholm. Jag heter Jan Einari och vi hörs snart igen.